By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك Ya Noor Allah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning, mashallah, with Rise and Shine. Another morning, alhamdulillah, with Madani Channel. Now, each and every single day, alhamdulillah, we speak about a new topic. Now, my dear viewers, each and every single day on Rise and Shine, we always have our the recitation of the glorious Quran. This is what we begin with. We begin our mornings, alhamdulillah, by listening to the Holy Quran, the best of all books, the greatest of all books, the most read book, the book which is most read, which is read all the time. It is being read all the time. The book which is the most memorized. Take an example of any other book. You wouldn't be able to come up with another book which not only has it been memorized, yes, books have been memorized from beginning to end, but these books are very, very rare. But then those who have memorized them, my dear viewers, are just as or even more rare. Even more rare. But alhamdulillah, the Quran al-Kareem is such a book, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, this is one of the miracles which we can see to this day. The prophecies of the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He will protect it. So the Quran is to be protected, and tens of, without exaggeration, in fact, I can say hundreds of millions, alhamdulillah, of people around the world have memorized the glorious Quran from beginning to end. And for possibly, I could say the majority of them, it's a foreign language too. Can you think of any other book? I mean, you won't be able to. I'll tell you, you won't be able to. If you can, then send it in. But I doubt anybody will be able to. No way, in fact. No way. Can you think about, I'll still ask you the question, can you think of any other book which is in a foreign language, yet tens of millions of people have memorized it? Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, this is the beauty of the glorious. And there are many more. This is just something which came to my mind. Please do remember, that, alhamdulillah, just by reciting the Quran, just by listening to the Quran, it is a means of reward, inshallah, which shall be beneficial for us in this world and in the akhirah. So many of you, let's inshallah begin our day by listening to the glorious Quran. Now remember, whilst the Quran is being recited, whatever it is you are doing, stop. Yes, stop for a minute, my dear viewers, and let's listen to the glorious Quran, and then inshallah you can continue. But it is important for us to give our full attention to the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
Laqad manna Allahu 'alal mu'minina idh ba'atha fihim rasulan min anfusihim yatlu 'alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim wa yu'allimuhum al-kitab wal-hikmah.
بے شک اللہ کا بڑا احسان ہوا مسلمانوں پر کہ ان میں انہی میں سے ایک رسول بھیجا جو ان پر اس کی آیتیں پڑھتا ہے اور انہیں پاک کرتا اور انہیں کتاب و حکمت سکھاتا ہے.
وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
اور وہ ضرور اس سے پہلے کھلی گمراہی میں تھے.
اولما اصابتکم مصیبت قد اصبتم مثلیہا قلتم انما هذا قل هو من عند انفسکم.
کیا جب تمہیں کوئی مصیبت پہنچے کہ اس سے دونی تم پہنچا چکے ہو تو کہنے لگو کہ یہ کہاں سے آئی؟ تم فرما دو کہ وہ تمہاری ہی طرف سے آئی.
ان اللہ علی کل شیء قدیر.
بے شک اللہ سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے.
وما اصابكم يوم التقى الجمعان فبإذن الله وليعلم المؤمنين.
اور وہ مصیبت جو تم پر آئی جس دن دونوں فوجیں ملی تھی وہ اللہ کے حکم سے تھی اور اس لیے کہ پہچان کرا دے ایمان والوں کی.
وليعلم الذين نافقوا وقيل لهم تعالوا قاتلوا في سبيل الله او ادفعوا.
اور اس لیے کہ پہچان کرا دے ان کی جو منافق ہوئے اور ان سے کہا گیا کہ آؤ اللہ کی راہ میں لڑو یا دشمن کو ہٹاؤ.
قالوا لو نعلم قتالا لاتبعناكم هم للكفر يومئذ اقرب منهم للايمان.
بولے اگر ہم لڑائی ہوتی جانتے تو ضرور تمہارا ساتھ دیتے اور اس دن ظاہری ایمان کی بنسبت کھلے کفر سے زیادہ قریب ہیں.
یقولون بأفواههم ما ليس في قلوبهم والله اعلم بما يكتمون.
اپنے منہ سے کہتے ہیں جو ان کے دل میں نہیں اور اللہ کو معلوم ہے جو چھپا رہے ہیں.
الذين قالوا لاخوانهم وقعدوا لو اطاعونا ما قتلوا.
وہ جنہوں نے اپنے بھائیوں کے بارے میں کہا پر آپ بیٹھ رہے کہ وہ ہمارا کہنا مانتے تو نہ مارے جاتے.
قل فادرؤوا عن انفسكم الموت ان كنتم صادقين.
تم فرما دو تو اپنی ہی موت ٹال دو اگر سچے ہو.
وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا.
اور جو اللہ کی راہ میں مارے گئے ہرگز انہیں مردہ نہ خیال کرنا.
بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ.
بلکہ وہ اپنے رب کے پاس زندہ ہیں روزی پاتے ہیں.
فرحین بما آتاهم اللہ من فضله ویستبشرون بالذین لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم الا خوف علیہم ولا هم يحزنون.
شاد ہے اس پر جو اللہ نے انہیں اپنے فضل سے دیا اور خوشیاں منا رہے ہیں اپنے پچھلوں کی جو ابھی ان سے نہ ملے کہ ان پر نہ کچھ اندیشہ ہے اور نہ کچھ غم.
یستبشرون بنعمت من اللہ وفضل وان اللہ لا يضيع اجر المؤمنین.
خوشیاں مناتے ہیں اللہ کی نعمت اور فضل کی اور یہ کہ اللہ ضائع نہیں کرتا اجر مسلمانوں کا.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Yes, now Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, we have listened to the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, every single morning we keep reiterating that there are 114 surahs. It is good knowledge to have. It is something which is important for us to know about. For us to know about the glorious Quran, my dear viewers. We should know about the glorious Quran. 114 surahs, chapters of the glorious Quran. 30, as we would say, paras or parts of the glorious Quran, juz, if you wish to take the Arabic word madivyuz. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, yes, we have listened to the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah, we have the kalam, the beautiful praise upon the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in various languages. And there would be many people who are watching who are from the province of Punjab. And good news for them that this next kalam, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, is or has been recited. I'm going to keep getting the is and the has again and again, but has been recited in Punjabi, yes, their language. But for the rest of you, do not be worried. Alhamdulillah, we can also listen to it and enjoy it. I'm not very good with my Punjabi, but yet, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, I enjoy listening to this one particular kalam. It is by none other than our, mashallah, respected and honorable Rukni Shura, Haji Abdul Habib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a long and healthy life. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, grant him many more blessings. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Let's move to the Naat, the Kalam, the praise. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Manu shaq madine jaawan da mere dil vich hasrat hor nahi aaka teri marzi e saada te koi zor nahi aaka teri marzi e saada te koi zor nahi meri akal vi nahi meri shakal vi nahi mainu yaar virumi varga nahi meri jami vargi tor nahi par mainu shauk madine jaawan da mere dil vich hasrat hor nahi mera ishq ye kehda hai hausla rakh aaka da bulawa aavega mera ishq ye kehda hai hausla rakh aaka da bulawa kariye be sabri da par ki kariye be sabri da mere dil vichon janda chor nahi tere na de tazkare arsha te tere husn de chalche farshan te tere na de tazkare arshan te tere husn de chalche farshan te koi tha nahi aisi jis tha te koi tha nahi aisi jis tha te tere ishq da aakash ho اور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں تیرے ذکر دے چرچے فرشاں تے تیرے عشق دے چرچے عرشاں تے کوئی ایسی جان نہیں جس جاتے کوئی ایسی جان نہیں جس جاتے میرے آقا تیرا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا والے لکھ دیوے تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا والے لکھ دیوے جے دل وچ عشق نبی دا نہیں تیری روشن ہونی گور بھی نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم ریویوز من الانشاءاللہ الحمدللہ عز وجل you are watching Rise and Shine mashallah that really has brightened our program brightened my mood my dear viewers but I know I was speaking about the love of the greatest of mankind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam and although I didn't understand I knew many of the words and this is just because I've heard it so many times I hear alhamdulillah azza my daughter really loves listening to this she's only what nearly 1 year old Well, alhamdulillah, when this is played for her, she starts to rock, my dear viewers, and she really, really enjoys it, alhamdulillah. So I've heard it many times too, and although I don't understand it, mashallah, it's beautiful. It's brightened up my mood, and hopefully it has brightened up your mood too. Don't worry, you don't need to understand it. Alhamdulillah, it's speaking about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, it was by none other than, alhamdulillah, our honorable and respected Rukn Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Damat Barakatum Al-Ariya, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, grant him a long and healthy life, keep his shadow amongst us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them forever happy, inshallah, a beautiful, a brilliant personality who has done, mashallah, much work for Dawat Islami, for Dawat Islami across not only in Pakistan, my dear viewers, but across, yes, the entire world. Alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah. So even such people, mashallah, are blessings. They are blessings. They are a gift. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. And this is the training. It's not just that it's his expertise himself. Yes, mashallah, very, very talented. But alhamdulillah, there was somebody who inspired him. There's somebody who motivated him. There is somebody who brought him to this path. And this was none other than Amir Ahli Sunnat Bani, the founder of Dawat Islami. And the Sheikh, our Sheikh, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, our Sheikh, Hazrat Allahu Akbar. I was thinking of the name of SubhanAllah, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahli Sunnat. We'll just leave it as that. He's the Amir of the Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al Aliya. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, this individual, a beautiful individual, and even in regards to our topic today, today, what is our topic? I'll tell you, today inshallah, we shall be speaking about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We shall be speaking about the companions of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are living in a time, my dear viewers, where many people, sometimes they become confused. Sometimes because of what they are hearing from, you know, misguided people, people who don't know much about the religion, and you know, they preach, we hear many things which sometimes confuses the person or diverts a person's attention from the true belief, from the true aqa'id, the true tendency, beliefs of the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And Alhamdulillah, Amir Ahli Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, he is such a great personality who always reminds us of, for example, in this case, always reminds us of the importance of the companions, the significance of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because firstly, he always reminds us that the number one, the most important thing is love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For us to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than ourselves, more than our parents, more than our children. Yes, it's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Alhamdulillah Amir al-Sunnah always reminds us of. Love, the most important thing, Ashikani Rasul, the lovers. This is, you must have heard this term by listening to them. And if it was for those that don't, for those that may haven't, I would like to invite you every Saturday, Alhamdulillah, on Saturdays in the UK around about 4 or 5 o'clock, my dear viewers. It'll be different for your time to find out, inshallah, what it is in accordance to your time, depending on where you are watching from around the world. But Alhamdulillah, we have the Madani Muzakara, where Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, he has a live program, he comes live on Madani channel, and he answers various questions. But you'll see in every single Madani Muzakara, Alhamdulillah, he expresses and he shows the love, the importance for the devotion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is number one, my dear viewers. And secondly, love for those people who served the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those people who saw the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those people who lived with, those people who went into battle with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those people who sacrificed, gave their, you know, lives at the feet of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Really, those people who are known as the companions, the Sahaba kiram, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are told that whichever companion it is, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, if your mother or father are having an argument, both are beloved to you, but they can't have an argument amongst each other, it's not your right to intervene. It's not your right, you have no right to take sides. They're your mother and your father, they're both beloved to you. And Alhamdulillah, yes, this is the example Amir al-Sunnah gives. And Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers, similarly, the teachers, that if there was to be some dispute upon the companions, subhanAllah, they are human, disputes do occur. Whatever happens is they're greater to you, to us, they are greater than our mother and our father. Alhamdulillah, I love them more than I love my own parents. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. More than I love my parents, more than my children, my family, everybody. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love them, we must love them. And if your mother or father were to have an argument, it happens, you would all think, oh yeah, my mom and dad, they're fighting every day, I'm fed up of it. They're fighting every day. But you do not take sides. You cannot take sides. You have no right to take sides, whatever the situation. Now, if they're always arguing, if they're always fighting, that's a separate matter, subhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our parents, my dear viewers. But the companions, they are greater. They are more beloved to us, even than our parents. So if they were to have a dispute, it doesn't mean we're going to take sides. No, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we love them. And whatever happened, it makes no difference to us. Alhamdulillah, we love. As long as the person is a companion, is a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's it. We just go quiet after that, many of you. We say nothing after that. But alhamdulillah, we extend that love. So no matter which companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah has taught us this. This is the first question to ask yourself. So let's just say you were to hear some sort of story. Somebody was to say something. What you need to ask yourself is, was this person a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Yes? Quiet. As they would say, zip your mouth. That's it. Alhamdulillah, he was a companion. The dust below his feet is greater than me. Alhamdulillah. This is the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah, I shall describe a little, mention a little about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam today. And my dear viewers, we also, mashallah, have another special guest. Somebody who visited us after a very long time, 2 weeks ago. And possibly his first ever time joining us. I cannot remember exactly, but mashallah, we will be having our guest. But before that, my dear viewers, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Many of us would have heard of Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahimallahu ta'ala. He was amongst the greatest of the awliya, especially of his time. He was the greatest of the awliya of his time, of the contemporary awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahimallahu ta'ala, it said that once he saw the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the seal of all prophethood, the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came into his dreams. Allahu Akbar, imagine this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and final messenger, it's impossible for there to be another prophet or messenger after him. The greatest of all the prophets and messengers, the imam of all of the prophets and messengers, he came into the dream of Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahimallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Remember, when a prophet comes into your dream, it is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning it really is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The shaitan could not take the form of the prophet, whereas generally in dreams it could be you saw a person, it could be you saw the shaitan. But when the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes into a dream, you know it's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he came into the dream of Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahimallahu ta'ala, and he says to Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahimallahu ta'ala, he says that, oh Bishr, do you know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you such a status which is greater than all of your contemporary, all those of your time, than all of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of your time? Do you know what the reason is? Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with a greater rank than the rest of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of your time? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahimallahu ta'ala this. And he replies, he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't know the reason for it. He didn't say, is it because of all my prayers, all my fasts? No, there was no pride. Alhamdulillah, he was a great person. He knew this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't know the reason. What is the reason, Ya Rasulullah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and he gives him the reason, and he says, بِتِّبَاعِكَ لِسُنَّتِي, that the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you such a status is بِتِّبَاعِكَ, your following sunnati, my sunnah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, you follow the sunnah, you act upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says that, wa khidmatika lis-salihin, and due to your subservience, you're serving the salihun, those people who are the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You serve the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was number two. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also states, ونصيحتك لإخوانك and also due to your advising your brothers. And he continues, he says, وَمُحَبَّتِكْ لِأَصْحَابِي وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِي. He says, and also, what? What's the reason? Your love for my companions, for my family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states to him that the reason why you have such a great rank, the reason why Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahmallahu ta'ala is so famous, he's known amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has such a great rank, is due to, yes, these good actions he performs, the sunnahs, acting upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his muhabbah, his love for the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, honestly, really, if you were to read, firstly, we must read about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whilst reading about the life, automatically we are reading about the companions. But really, if we were to read about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honestly, there's no way you cannot love them. This is how beautiful it is. Alhamdulillah, I love reading the seerah, the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I absolutely enjoy it. I love it. You too, you would enjoy it. You would love listening and watching if it's, you know, you can watch it. Alhamdulillah, Mufti Hassan Sahib, he has programs on Shifa Sharif, which is part of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, there are Madani channels, the blessed biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in English too, my dear viewers, where we learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and about the companions and how much the companions loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that khairul qurun, that the best of generations, aqarni, the generation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the best generation of all generations. Of all generations, these are the best people. It's stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created the humankind, He looked into the hearts of the people. He looked into the hearts of the people, my dear viewers, and He chose the best of them. He chose the best of them to be the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Khairul Qurun," that the best of generations is Qarni, the generation of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. Honestly, the companions are such beautiful people. Every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maybe inshallah we shall speak about particular companions if we get the chance. But generally, we shall be saying much more about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Let's first move to our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Unfortunately, my dear Islamic brothers, without the self-control of the nafs, a good many of us are infected by showing off. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Allah Azzawajal has made paradise haram for every show-off. It is possible to show off in three ways. One, in faith. Two, in worldly matters, and three, in worship. Someone who makes worship apparent in exchange for fame will be humiliated on the Day of Judgment. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever acts for fame, Allah Azzawajal will humiliate him. Whoever shows off with his deeds, Allah Azzawajal will torment him. My dear Islamic brothers, before beginning any good deed, take a long, hard look at your heart and ask yourself, am I doing this for the sole pleasure of Allah, or am I doing this to please others? And then reflect and reframe and change that intention and make sure that you do that good deed solely to please Allah Azzawajal.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now, subhanAllah, we've just listened to our daily reminder. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there's something I wish to share with you, something beautiful, something really, really beautiful. In fact, a quick reminder of today, a quick reminder, you would say, we've just had our daily reminder. Now, my dear viewers, we are speaking about the greatest of generations, the greatest of people, you know, those who we must love, Alhamdulillah, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I would like to share something about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we come across this not only once, more than once, Alhamdulillah, quite a few times. This is beautiful, my dear viewers. Honestly, one of my favorite parts of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many people, many great leaders of empires, but he says, I have never seen a people respect and honor their king the way the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam respected and honored him. That whilst the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be speaking, they would remain quiet, they would remain silent, they would not move, they would pay complete attention to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam whilst the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking. This is the respect they had. Never would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spit, that, you know, when he sends his spittle, his blessed saliva, if he was to spit it out of his blessed mouth, never was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do this, except that a companion would take this and they would rub it on their bodies. Never would he perform ablution, except that all the companions would be waiting for the wudu, for the leftover water, for them to rub it around their own bodies. And for those that didn't have any leftover water, they would place their hands against the moist hands of others, just to gain some of that moistness. So let's just say you've had wet hands, you were to wipe it. Now your hands are no longer wet, but it's still moist. So they would take that from their bodies and they would rub it on their own bodies. Never would Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam order them, command them to do an action, to say something, except that the companions would rush, they would race to act upon the commandment of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. This was the level of dignity, respect that the companions possess, love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, there are so many examples which do come to mind, but inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to move to our daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, I bring to you today a thought-provoking hadith narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, La yadkhulun nara illa shaqiyun, that no one shall enter hell except the doomed. It was asked, Qila ya Rasulullah, wa man ash-shaqiyyu? O Messenger of Allah, who is the one that is doomed? To which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that the person who is doomed is the one who never acts obediently to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not give up sins solely for his sake. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is very important for us to learn about Jahannam and scare ourselves with the horrific description we receive throughout the glorious Quran and through the words of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that the depth of Jahannam is such that if a stone was to be thrown into the fire of hell, then even after 70 years, the stone won't reach its base. And the lightest punishment to be given to a dweller of Jahannam is that he will be made to wear shoes of fire that will result in his brain to boil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such acts that lead us towards hell. Ameen, bijahi nabil ameen, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Adi viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, you are watching Madani Channel, Rise and Shine. Yes, mashallah, our program, mashallah, first we listen to the kalam of our Rukni Shura Haji Abdul Habib Atari. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. Now, mashallah, we have our first guest of the day from Karachi, Madivi was in Pakistan. This is none other than our respected Asad by Maulana Asad Madani Sahib. MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them forever happy too. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, joined us, Allahu Akbar. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Now, Asaba, mashallah, we've got a beautiful topic, really. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally, one of my favorite topics to read upon is the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And within the biography, the mention obviously is of many companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest of all companions, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Uthman radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, and many other companions too, subhanallah. And naturally, alhamdulillah, naturally we have that love building up inside us for the companions. Asaba, what do you have to say, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. First of all, as you said that one of the loving people, we can say we should love most of all the creations, all the people, general people, Sahaba Karam Ali Muridwan. And this is a very favorite topic to talk about the biography of Sahaba Karam Ali Muridwan. The same thing is here. Alhamdulillah, we all love Sahaba Karam Alayhim Ridwan. And why we don't love? Because they are the standard for all the Ummah. I would like to share two or three basic points. First of all, when I was preparing for the silsila, so I went through some books. So, very famous ayah. And very in the beginning of Surah Baqarah, there is four or five ayat about taqwa hidayat, and then some of the ayat are about kuffar, and then there are some ayat about munafiqeen, and in between those lines, Allah Tabarak wa Taala mentioned about the standard of iman. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَا. So the summary and the detailed explanation of these ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said to people at that time, you should have iman like iman of Sahaba Ikram alayhi
Allah.
Anas means Sahaba Ikram. And that was directly addressed to the people of Makkah at that time. And the all kuffar. That you have to have iman. And not only iman. The important thing is that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala ordered people to have iman. As Sahaba Karam Ali Muridwan, they had. So when this thing is there, so that means the iman the quality of iman of sahaba e karam ali muridwan is the best quality of iman. That's why Allah tabarak wa taala explained like a standard, and many mufassirin e karam explained under this ayah about the iman, the strength of iman, the beauty of iman of sahaba e karam alayhi muridwan. So reading the biography of sahaba e karam, why this is so important, as you also said, because when we will go and we will read the biography, the stories, the hayat, the sirat of sahaba e karam alayhi muridwan, then we will come to know that the standard of iman is the iman of sahaba e karam, and what was the standard of sahaba e karam, how they used to love Prophet sallallahu ta'ala, how they used to follow the commandments of Allah and Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wasallam azza wa jalla. So this is a very basic thing. Without any following of sahaba e karam alayhi ridwan, any person cannot be a complete Muslim, because this is the standard. Another thing, this was the ayah, and in the light of ayah we can understand the importance of sahaba e karam and reading their biography, and also to follow them. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, very famous hadith is that ashabi kan nujum, my companions, my sahaba, my these friends are like stars for ummah. And this is an example to make people understand. So when a person wants to go somewhere in that time, so he had to follow stars. And stars means dignity here. Stars means guidance here. And بِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you will follow any one of the sahaba karam alayhi wa ridwan, so you will be on the right path. So in that ayah and in this hadith, we can see the importance of sahaba karam alayhi wa ridwan for our guidance, for our life. And when we read the biography of sahaba karam alayhi wa ridwan, so we come to know that how we have to follow, because we cannot see Allah tabarak wa taala in this dunya. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was Nabi, he was Imamul Anbiya. So what would be the best example to follow the commandments of Allah and Rasul? Which one is the best? So they are sahaba ikram alayhi wa sallam. And another thing about their personality, about their importance of biography. Shabazi, if you will go and you will learn anything about Islam, so we and you have to study the books of some people, okay? And we have to understand the Holy Quran in the light of tafasir, mufassirin. And if we want to explain about ahadith, so we have to go in the bargah of muhaddisin-e-kiram. They all are very big people. We have to follow them. But see, sahaba ikram ali muridwan are those special people. There is no any third person in between them and in between Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They were directly getting knowledge. They were directly making bay'ah on the hands of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the iman, the knowledge, the authority, what they got directly from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in the ummah, nobody can have that strength and that knowledge directly from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And another thing, there are commandments, there were ayah revealed on the different occasions. But when you and me or any Muslim in the world, in this time, if we read something, if we come to know about anything, and if there is any question or query or any confusion, so where we would go? We will go to our teacher, our ulama ikram. At the time of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, look at the dignity of sahaba ikram. If there was any confusion or any question, they used to go directly to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And they would ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, what do you mean by this saying or this ayah and this hadith? So directly knowledge from Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam, that's why they are special. The strength and the quality of that iman, the strength and the quality of that worship, nobody can have, because they were directly getting these all things from Prophet sallallahu ta'ala.
SubhanAllah, imagine that your teacher, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of, not even one particular, subhanAllah, you know, mashallah, you've studied the Dars-e Nizami, you've studied the religion, and you would have had many teachers, more than one teacher, and you would think to yourself sometimes, if I had this particular question, I think it's better to go to this teacher, you know, because different teachers have their own expertise. So if you had a question on a different topic, you'd ask a different teacher. Whereas no matter what it is, whatever question there is, and even if it's nothing got to do with science or knowledge or anything, it may have to do with just a person's condition. They may just be even wishing for Jannah. They would go and ask this from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam too. Allahu Akbar, this was the status of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Asaba, I wish for you to say a few words on loving every companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It doesn't matter which companion it is. But if a person is a companion, then as you mentioned, mashallah, has been mentioned from the glorious Quran too, we must love every companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Any companion of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is our aqa, he is our teacher. But see, there is a tarteeb. There is you can say, the numbers, who is the higher than other companions. As Mufti Arkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala explained under the ayah, the first ayah of third para, tilkar rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given more status to some prophets than others. There is a complete explanation about that. And our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Imamul Anbiya, Afzalul Anbiya.
Allah.
So in this sense, there are Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa sallam, they have more higher standard and more higher status among other Sahaba Ikram as compared to other Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa sallam. And first of all, the most highest standard is for Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala. And there are too many things to explain. Only one thing I would like to explain about Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala. When Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was born, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to Jannat Adn, there are many Jannat, but the best Jannah among the all Jannah is Jannat Adn. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told to Jannat Adn, the one who will love this child,
Allah,
who is just born now, Abu Bakr, I will enter him to Jannat Adn. So the love of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala is that much important. This is the summary of a riwayat of Sayyiduna Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ordered Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan to perform salah behind Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, so he said, Buru Aba Bakrin an yusalliya bin nas. So this is also a very important hadith because in the last days of his presence in this dunya, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he could not come to perform namaz in Masjid Sharif, so he told people, Muru Aba Bakrin an yusalliya bin nas, that all people go and tell Abu Bakr that he should do the imamat of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan.
Barakallah, jazakallah khairah, mashallah, for all your time, our respected, mashallah, and honorable Asad Madani Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forever bless you and keep you happy. Barakallah for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah, our respected guest for today from Pakistan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them forever happy, inshallah. Now, there's so much to discuss, so much to do. And mashallah, we also have something for the kids. Let's first move to this package, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A crocodile had gone old. Now he was even unable to hunt. One day, the crocodile was extremely hungry and he came across a monkey who was sitting on a tree and enjoying eating guavas. The crocodile said to the monkey,
"Oh monkey, can you give me some guavas to eat? I am extremely hungry and starving."
The monkey gave some guavas to the crocodile. So this way, the crocodile would come every day to the monkey and kill his hunger. This way, both of them became friends. Now they both would often eat together, play together, and have fun together. One day, the crocodile took some guavas home and fed them to his wife. She really liked them. His wife said to him,
"The monkey that gave such sweet and delicious guavas to eat, how sweet and delicious would be his heart? I want to eat his heart."
He said,
"No, he's my friend. I can't do this at all."
Hence, his wife got angry with him. Finally, the crocodile went to bring monkey. Crocodile said to monkey,
"Oh monkey, you feed me every day. Today, I invite you to my house. Please come with me."
So the monkey mounted on the back of the crocodile and crocodile started swimming in the river. Monkey asked the crocodile,
"What dishes have you cooked for me?"
The crocodile replied,
"I have bananas, coconuts, mangoes. You will just love it."
After going a little far, the crocodile said to monkey,
"I want to tell you one thing."
He said,
"Yes, tell me."
He said,
"My wife wants to eat your heart."
This monkey was very clever. He said to the crocodile,
"Oh man, you should have told me this before. We monkeys hide our heart on a very tall tree. Now we'll have to go back to the shore and get the heart. So take me to the tree."
The crocodile brings the monkey to the tree. The monkey immediately climbed up the tree and said,
"Oh foolish crocodile, can anyone live without his heart? I helped you out being a friend and fed you, and this is how you paid it back? Go. Now you will neither get guavas nor my heart. Go away."
Dear children, did you see that monkey used his intellect and saved his life? And crocodile lost a friend as well as sweet guavas because of his foolishness. Lesson: we shall not get frightened in danger. Rather, we should use our intellect. Moreover, we shall not break anyone's trust. May it not be the case that we lose everything, as was the case with the crocodile.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. We should not be frightened at the time of danger, my dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I think I would be running. If imagine that was any of us befriending a crocodile. I think that's the first lesson. You'd never befriend a crocodile. There's no such thing as befriending a crocodile. But nevertheless, mashallah, very, very important lessons to be learned from that. But another lesson to take is in regard to strangers, youngsters. Do not leave with any stranger. If you could consider it like that, yes, it did become friends. But one was much, you could say, the crocodile was possibly much older, possibly much more powerful. So you can possibly extrapolate this, my dear viewers, that, you know, kids, do not go out with strangers. Be careful. Always let somebody know. Let your parents know where you're going, who you're going with. And this is somebody, not only for kids, for those that are growing up too. Because sometimes we grow up, we think, you know, we don't need to tell our mother or father where they're going, where we're going. We're not kids no more, that we have to ask their permission. Yes, that's fine. Asking their permission, that's another matter. Although you should. Why? Not because you need to ask their permission or anything. No, most parents wouldn't say anything to you. But the reason being is because you would be showing your parents importance. If I was to say to a parent of mine that, father, I'm going out to such and such place, and they would be happy that you've told them. Just this happiness you are bringing to your parents, or even just asking, is it okay if I go to such and such place? And they would probably think, when have they asked me before? But nevertheless, they would be happy hearing you. Why? Because you are showing them importance. And remember, you will not have your parents with you forever. Please remember this. You will not have your parents with you forever. But a beautiful lesson, no doubt about it. Now, my dear viewers, speaking about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was, mashallah, so much which was mentioned. But Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions a beautiful hadith. And before I do go to that, I would like to mention something within the glorious Quran. That because the companions are those individuals, they are those people who the Quran has testified to, one, their belief. The Quran itself has testified to their belief. Being a Muslim, it is part of being a Muslim to love the companions, to accept the faith, the belief, the greatness of the companions. This is part of our deen, part of being Muslims. And to understand that they are, or shall be, or are, they are given, inshallah, Jannah. They are promised salvation, eternal salvation, alhamdulillah. And this is part of our belief that we understand this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, alhamdulillah, many ahadith sharif praising. And yes, in the Sahih al-Bukhari is mentioned that the greatest of people are Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, and then Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Stuff like this, my dear brothers, alhamdulillah, many things within the glorious Quran mentioned, many ahadith sharif of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned. And there's a verse of the glorious Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself tells us that he's pleased with them. Radiyallahu anhum. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. Allah is pleased with them. وَرُضُوا عَنْهُ. And they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it in the glorious Quran. He is telling us, we take our belief from the Quran, not what other people say. No, my dear viewers, what our belief is from the Quran. And alhamdulillah, the Quran testifies to their innocence, to their brilliance, to their greatness, to their significance, to their respect and honor, their love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their possessing complete and the greatest of beliefs, my dear viewers. Yes, we believe, alhamdulillah, well, theirs is, my dear viewers, ours is nothing in comparison to them. It is nothing in comparison to them. How they serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How they give everything for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How they spread the deen to the four corners of the world. Yes, it was spread by the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never left the peninsula. He never left Jaziratul Arab. Sham he went to. Yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to a greater Syria, but this was a place known as Busra, my dear viewers. Not Basra, which is in Iraq, but Busra. And this is not even exactly in Syria, but there's a place just outside Syria. It was a marketplace. This is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to. It was the companions that took the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the four corners of the world, alhamdulillah. They spread it, and because of the companions, alhamdulillah, that we have faith too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies in the glorious Quran, that radiyallahu anhum, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them, who are we to ask or to say anything? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us, wa'a'adda lahum, that He has prepared for them. What has He prepared? Jannat, gardens, below which or beneath which rivers flow. Allahu Akbar. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. And they shall remain therein forever. And ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And this only, Allah Hazrat translated, only this is the great success. They are successful. Allahu Akbar. And our success lies in respecting them and respecting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First is belief in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and respecting the companions. Our success lies in this, my dear viewers. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that he who harms or disrespects or dishonors my companion, he has dishonored me. And he who has dishonored the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been disloyal, dishonoring, disrespectful. If to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. Remember, success, greatness, true iman, true faith lies at the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the feet of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every single companion, please remember this, every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must love. My dear viewers, that's all for now. Remember, please, that we love first the greatest of people, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But now continue to send salawat upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the seal of prophethood, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and along with him upon his family, and more importantly upon his companions. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise.